American Airlines says it is preparing to cut 19,000 jobs by October when government aid runs out. United, Delta, Southwest, and Spirit have also warned of coming layoffs and furloughs. Recall that the federal government has pumped billions into the airline industry, which has, through no fault of its own, lost most of its business because of the pandemic. Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan joins us now. And Seth, wasn't part of the deal when the airlines got that money that they were supposed to keep the employees on the payroll?
Yeah, they got about $25 billion in grants, Jeremy. There were strings attached, and the biggest string of all was that they had to keep everybody employed through September 30th, at least no involuntary layoffs or furloughs. A lot of people have left voluntarily, taking the carrot of some generous buyout offers. Well, September 30th is coming, and as we all know, no broader deal. This would be part of bigger congressional action, and nothing yet to help the airlines or their employees.
Well, and you wonder whether this is a negotiating tactic to say we're going to lay all these people off so that Congress actually does. And remember that the House has passed a package that would include help for the airlines. The Republicans that control the Senate have not agreed on anything. But do you think that that's what this is about? Try to get more aid from Congress in the next month?
Well, that's certainly part of it. It's also true that there will be a lot of furloughs. I mean, they're not bluffing. They have far more employees right now than they need to meet the highly reduced demand that's out there for air travel. So American Airlines, by saying 19,000 people are going to lose jobs, and by the way, Jeremy, that's on top of, I think 23,000 that took voluntary, either permanent buyouts or temporary leave come October 1st. And that they say is now a real number. We talked a couple months ago about airlines warning of even bigger numbers, but at the time, you know, United theoretically up to 36,000 people. This apparently is really 19,000 people who, absent any action, are going to be out of work come October 1st.
Now, Politico reported this morning that White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said President Trump could take executive action to help the airline industry. What could he do?
Well, it's hard to understand how you could order them to keep everybody employed without also giving them the tens of billions of dollars that they would need. And it's hard to imagine how you could do that without congressional action. On the other hand, Jeremy, it was hard to imagine how you could extend unemployment benefits through simply executive action. And of course, President Trump did that earlier this month. So who knows what they have up their sleeve. But at this point, just sort of general promises to do something, very unclear what that would look like. And airline unions have expressed skepticism that there could, in fact, be any meaningful help without congressional action.
And just as we ask you every time, how is airline demand at this moment?
It's well off its lows, but much closer to the lows than the highs. In fact, a pessimistic sign, every Sunday's usually the busiest day of the week, we had been setting new records when you look at the TSA throughput numbers, people passing through checkpoints. And it would go up just a bit. But finally, this past weekend, when I took a look at the numbers, sure enough, this past Sunday was just a bit worse than the previous Sunday. 10 times better than back in April, but closer to those numbers than to the old ones.
That is here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Seth, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.